lot of people were having challenges of being told by a religious pastor that you are now delivered from HIV and AIDS, you no longer need to take your medication. Therefore, people then put aside their medication or throw them away. But after some time, some of them are bedridden. By the time they want them to go back on the program, it means they can no longer go on that same treatment which they were on. They have to be given an alternate to that medication which they were taking. By so doing, it means they're now buying medication which is more expensive than the ones which they've been taking.
What plans do you have to resolve some of these issues that are leading people to stop adhering to their treatment?
We will encourage our people living with HIV and AIDS, whether it's a pastor, a traditional healer, we have said that you are now free of HIV. We would encourage you that before you stop treatment, you need to seek counsel from the health workers, even to go for testing again, do viral load, do CD4 count. These are some of the things which will then show you whether you are really healed.
And also, you have been carrying out some programs to try and make that medication more accessible and more affordable.
We are now encouraging people living with the virus that they can now access treatment through retail pharmacies. All what they need to do is to go to their doctor, get a prescription, and go to the local pharmacy. It will be cheaper. And at the same time, it will then free public institutions to allow some more people who are failing to have access to treatment to get treatment. And by so doing, we will be able to achieve our goal, which says we must have ended AIDS by 2030.